What if your biggest competitive advantage in 2026 isn't a viral hack or a flashy app, but something way more foundational? This week's headlines prove that radical transparency might be the most underrated business strategy you're not using. Three massive stories dropped this week that every entrepreneur needs to hear. A billion-dollar supplements acquisition. A genetics fraud scandal rocking British academia. And a corporate ethics implosion at one of the world's most recognizable consulting firms. On the surface, they look unrelated, but they share one thread. The businesses that survive long-term build trust systematically, and the ones that collapse let opacity fester until it explodes. Skip founder Eric Neal put it perfectly, and we'll get to that quote. First, Bain Capital just agreed to acquire Vitabiotics, the UK vitamins brand, for $1.2 billion. That's not just a supplements deal. Bain is buying a trust-anchored consumer health platform with operations across the UK, India, and multiple African markets. The lesson? Consistent consumer trust plus operational discipline equals an acquisition-worthy asset. Innovation alone doesn't create that. Belief does. Second, UCL geneticist Professor David Latchman, earning £380,000 annually, presided over a lab that published manipulated research data. The fallout reached the highest levels of British academia. Here's what entrepreneurs need to hear. When you don't build systems that surface problems early, small integrity gaps become institutional crises. Your project management tools, your reporting dashboards, your shared documentation, those aren't bureaucratic overhead. They're your early warning system. Third, KPMG Australia just expelled a senior partner over confidential documents found in a locker. This is a Big Four firm. If institutional opacity can detonate at that level, imagine the risk for smaller operations without formal accountability structures. The organizations that thrive are the ones that don't wait for a scandal to build their transparency infrastructure. So here's what Skip wants you to do with this today. Open whatever tool you use to manage your team, your project platform, your shared docs, anything, and ask yourself, if something went wrong right now, would I catch it early or find out too late? If the answer is too late, that's your action item. Build one accountability checkpoint this week. One dashboard. One check-in. Start there. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.